today we want to talk about what should we be doing with that money. I think a lot of folks, again, listening probably have received that check. It's there to help you kind of get through this time. So that's what we're going to cover here today. I actually have 6 points laid out here. This is probably going to be a little different of a show. I usually do the one interviewing Bannon, and he's the one giving the points. But today we're going to kind of reverse roles just a little bit. First point that I came up with people that are receiving these checks, number one, the first thing you need to do is that you need to take care of your four walls. And the four walls are food, shelter, utilities, transportation. If you listen to Dave Ramsey, he actually talks a lot about this, Ben. And I think this goes for people, whether they're struggling, whether they've been laid off, furloughed, highly impacted by COVID-19 or not financially. I think this goes... This should be your number one plan anyway when it comes to just operating financially month to month. Would you agree?
Yeah, and it's going to depend on your own personal economy. We've talked on this show about that before. I know you're a huge fan of having people look at their personal economy. And the first thing you do is, where do I live? How do I eat? How I take care of my family?
Right.
And if you're in that situation, and you're a huge Dave Ramsey fan, and that's how we feel you should follow that guidance and first take care of your family.
Right. And the idea here is, as tempting as it may be to get a check in the mail to spend it on other things, we need to take care of those things first. Those things will take precedence over even debt payments, which I'll get to here in the second point, which is, by the way, pause your debt snowball. So the first thing you want to do is take care of your four walls. Number two, pause your debt snowball if you're on baby step number two. Again, if you follow Dave Ramsey, he's got the 7 baby steps. A lot of folks are on baby steps 1 and 2, and that's where you're trying to pay extra on your smallest debt. If your income has been affected greatly by COVID-19, again, whether furloughed, laid off, maybe you're a business owner and you've been forced to shut down, I would highly recommend pausing the debt snowball. Do not be trying to pay extra on debts right now. I would make the minimum payments, but don't try to go after trying to knock out debt. Now is not the time when you're in an area of uncertainty.
So you would tell the listeners, if you got this stimulus check and you're struggling financially, don't just apply it all towards debt.
Save it. Save it. And I hate the word stockpile because that's kind of like a prepper term.
Yeah.
But in a time of uncertainty, and this isn't just during COVID-19. Again, if you listen to Dave Ramsey, he'll say things like, if you're going to change a job, if you're going to move, if you're making a career move, going back to school, having a baby, he would give all these all these times at which it's probably appropriate to just stockpile cash. And then once we get on the other side of this thing and life kind of the dust settles, so to speak, you can take that cash if you didn't need it and then throw it into your debt snowball. But for right now, I would consider us in the middle of the storm. This could go either way. It may be a month. It could be, it could be a year before things kind of quote unquote calm down. Then at that point, you could use that cash to throw into your debt snowball. But for right now, I would not be making extra payments on my debt. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. Number four is to look for part-time jobs, especially if you've been laid off or furloughed. I actually went, this is true, Ben, I went on Indeed.com and searched places that are hiring in Wilmer. And there's a lot of places actually hiring.
Right now.
Teals in Spicer. UPS, Aldi, and Menards. I had to go to Menards recently, and sure enough, there's a big sign out front that says, we're hiring. I would say that this is just I mean this with all due respect, it's probably not a career move for you. If you've been laid off, furloughed, or your hours have been cut, I think at this point, the mindset is just get an income going. Just get something rolling. It's not going to be a dream job, perhaps. It might not be something you do for years and years and years, but if I don't want to just be at the mercy of things turning around for my personal economy to come around. You know what I'm saying? So this doesn't directly apply to people getting stimulus checks, but if you get the stimulus check, take care of the four walls, hit pause on the debt snowball, and then look for extra jobs on the side just to pick up, just to get a little bit of income. Any commentary on that, Ben?
Well, no, I think we're created to work, and it's what is making this so hard. You got people that are unemployment kind of itching to get back to work.
Right.
We're made to work, to create value, to do something for others. So we talk about that with our retirees all the
right.
time. I mean, it's hard not to work. So I think Specifically, if you rely on the income, right, it's really hard to not to work. So I think you can kind of combine both those, get yourself out of the house, find one of those jobs where you are considered essential and do some work right now.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not even a financial conversation at that point. It's just so we're not sitting around waiting for this lockdown to end.
And that's what's making this so hard.
Right.
You know, people are at home and some people have taken the time just to really step back and slow down and the family time's been great, but at some point, a routine of work is really important.
Number four is don't dip into your 401k. I think that that's probably fair advice all the time. But right now, especially, that you need to get that out of your brain. If you're thinking, hey, you know, I can always dip into my 401k at work, that's a no-go. Would you agree?
100% agree. Okay. And some people are like, oh, I'll just take a loan against it. I'll do this, do that. And that money is retirement money.
Right.
Even if you can do some of those things, it should not be done now. That's long-term retirement. Again, long-term investing.
Dave Ramsey says the only time you would ever dip into your 401k is if they're on the verge of taking your house. That would be maybe the only appropriate time. And that is like last case resort. And again, that's why we're getting the stimulus checks, is so you can pay your rent, pay your mortgage, and then we don't have to deal with trying to dip into retirement savings. Number five is ignore forbearance plans. I've seen a lot of this where a creditor will say, well, we could just put your payments on forbearance. And I think in our minds, we say that that's forgiveness. You know, if I just don't have to pay this loan for a month or three, that just goes away, or they tack it on at the end. That's not necessarily how those programs end. If that forbearance period ends, they may make you double or triple up on your payments at that point. So you need to understand how those forbearance plans work. And lastly, the sixth point I want to bring up here today is now is not the time to start borrowing money. I actually saw an article, this is true, Ben, roll across Facebook, and it was a gentleman suggesting that, you know, now might be a time, if you're struggling to pay your bills, now might be a time to start borrowing against your house because you can get a cheap interest rate against that. And my blood, like, I mean, I'm like, absolutely not. Now is not the time to be going into debt. And certainly not the time to be borrowing against your house.
Yeah, I mean, these are the times when those principles we've been talking about, Dave Ramsey talks about, are most important, right? And that's paying off debt. That is being very careful with your spending. That is, just sound financial advice. And that is not sound financial advice to go out now, take, and add to that mortgage.
Sure. Well, I think what makes Dave Ramsey special is he's made an empire off of just common sense. And that common sense now makes a heck of a lot of sense when we're in the midst of this thing.
When things get crazy, the common sense goes away.
Right, exactly. So those are kind of six things or you should consider when it comes to the stimulus check. If you have any questions or concerns, we would love to help you kind of navigate through that. Our number is 222-4236. If you have questions about your retirement plan, some concerns, need a second opinion, we are taking phone meetings as of right now. Again, give us a call or you can request a meeting very simply online at taichesfinancial.com. Ben, thanks for joining me today. Have a great Tuesday, and we'll see you next week on this True Wealth radio segment.
Securities offered through Avantex Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantex Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through Avantex Insurance Agency. Taegis Financial Group is not a registered broker-dealer or registered investment advisory firm.